Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox. Today, we're diving into something near and dear to all our hearts, or maybe more like all over our minds. Social media's impact on mental health. Ever scroll through Instagram and feel a little less than? You know that feeling when you compare your life to everyone else's seemingly perfect highlight reels? Yeah, we're talking about that. Now, I get it. Social media can be amazing for connecting with people, sharing awesome moments, and even learning new things. But let's be real. Sometimes it feels like a constant competition for likes and validation, right? And when we're constantly comparing ourselves to others, well, that can do a number on our mental well-being. So today, we're going to break down the good, the bad, and the ugly of social media and its effect on our minds. We'll explore some actionable tips to help you navigate this digital world in a way that actually boosts your mental health. Ready to detoxify your social media experience? Let's do this. First off, let's talk about the curated reality we see online. It's like everyone's putting on their best face, showcasing only the highlights of their lives. Think of it like a movie trailer. They only show you the exciting parts, not the behind-the-scenes struggles. This can make us feel inadequate or insecure, constantly comparing our messy reality to these seemingly perfect snapshots. Remember, social media is often just a highlight reel, not a reflection of someone's entire life. Next up, we have the constant comparison game. It's easy to fall into the trap of comparing ourselves to others online, thinking, wow, they're so much more successful, popular, happier than me. This can lead to feelings of envy, inadequacy, and even depression. The truth is, everyone's journey is unique. What you see online is just a tiny glimpse into someone else's life. Don't let it define your own worth. Then there's the FOMO factor, fear of missing out. It's like that nagging feeling that everyone else is having more fun than you, constantly being updated on parties, vacations, and exciting experiences while you're stuck at home scrolling through it all. This can lead to anxiety, restlessness, and a sense of dissatisfaction with your own life. Remember, real happiness comes from experiencing things, not just seeing them online. Now, let's talk about the impact on our attention spans. Social media is designed to be addictive, constant notifications, endless scrolling, and bite-sized content all work together to keep us hooked. This can negatively affect our ability to focus, concentrate, and engage in deep thinking. It's like having a million tabs open in your brain at once, making it hard to truly immerse yourself in any one task or thought. But here's the good news. We have the power to reclaim our mental well-being amidst all this digital noise. Imagine this. You're scrolling through your feed, and instead of comparing yourself to others, you notice someone sharing a helpful tip. Or maybe you see a post that sparks joy and inspires creativity. That's the kind of social media experience we want, one that connects us, empowers us, and uplifts our spirits. Think about that time when you were feeling overwhelmed by social media. Maybe it was after a particularly negative encounter or a marathon scrolling session. What happened next? Did you take a break? Did you unfollow accounts that weren't serving you anymore? Or did you just keep scrolling, hoping to feel better but only ending up more drained? Now, imagine this. You decide to set boundaries around your social media use. You create specific time slots for checking updates and stick to them like a superhero with a mission. You also consciously choose to follow accounts that inspire, educate, and uplift you. Think thought-provoking content, positive communities, and accounts that celebrate diversity and authenticity. Here's the key takeaway. Social media can be a powerful tool, but it's up to us to use it wisely. By being mindful of our consumption, setting boundaries, and choosing content that nourishes our minds, we can reclaim control and create a social media experience that actually enhances our well-being. So, my friends, let's make a pact to detoxify our social media habits, one conscious scroll at a time. Share your experiences in the comments below. What strategies have you found helpful for managing your mental health in the digital age? And don't forget to subscribe to the Brain Fog Detox for more insights and tips on navigating life's challenges with clarity and purpose. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.